Hey, is it all right if I come in? I brought you some dinner. I thought you might be hungry after all the fighting you did out there. That looked pretty intense, from the bridge anyway. I always get so scared when you suit up, but you don't ever seem scared at all. Aren't you afraid you might get hurt or die? No. I guess you've gone out there enough times that you're used to it, huh? I wish you didn't have to be the only one who can pilot one of those things. I hate when we're off-world. Watching your suit float around out there just makes my heart drop. Are you okay, though? Did you get hurt? Oh my gosh, your arm! Oh my gosh, that looks like it hurts a lot. We need to go to the med deck right now. That's a lot of blood. Come on. On, you don't need to be this blasé about it. Oh, me? I guess I could try. I don't have any bandages or anything. I'm gonna run to the med deck and... Ah! Why are you taking off your shirt? I don't really think that's necessary. You could just... Fine. Give me your arm. You should be more careful out there. We all appreciate you protecting us, but it's so cruel that they make a kid fight in actual combat. You're too young to... There. Don't fiddle with it or it'll come undone. I'm just glad it was only your arm. I'm glad I can be here to dress your wounds. I've got your blood all over my hands now. How am I going to give you your food now? Do you have a washcloth or anything? Thanks. You probably shouldn't use that arm for a while. You'll reopen the wound. It's your left, so you should be fine. Oh. I never knew you were left-handed. Do you need me to help you eat or anything? I mean, I don't mind. Here, I'll just... say, ah! Oh, you really are hungry, huh? Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm happy to help. Actually, that kind of... Well, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while, if you don't mind. It's kind of embarrassing, but... I guess... What I wanted to say was, thank you. For protecting me. And... For protecting everyone else on board. I mean, the past few times you've gone out have been terrifying, and they were close calls. I was afraid... Well, I was afraid I was going to lose you. I know we don't get to spend that much time together since we went off-world, but... I think of you as my closest friend. Really, my only friend. It's hard being the only girl on board, you know, and I'm... kind of small, so it's good that I have you around to protect me. Ever since you checked out the new hire, no one's really tried to bother me or anything. That's the last of the food, by the way. Sorry it wasn't more. I didn't have much time to cook. Oh, really? Well, I'm glad you liked it. I can make more for you later if you want. I like cooking for you, and I like helping you and being useful in my own way. I'm sorry for rambling. I guess I should probably just get right to the point, huh? Just promise you won't, like, get angry or make fun of me? Okay, good. I know I'm supposed to see you as just a comrade, but I don't. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I guess I'm trying to say that I like you. You know, I owe you so much, and... I mean, do you feel the same way? What do you mean you've never thought about it? I guess that means you don't feel the same way. I thought you... might, since you beat that guy up who tried to touch me. I see now I'm was just imagining things. I'm sorry, this is probably really awkward now. For how long? I don't really know. I guess for about a year now? I didn't say anything because I didn't want to distract you or anything, and you have a really important job, and I mean, I'm just a kitchen girl. I thought it would be better if I kept it to myself. So, what now? I mean, you still haven't said if you feel the same way or not. Maybe we could just try it out and see if you like it. And if not, I won't bother you anymore about it. Really? Oh my gosh, thank you. I'll try my hardest to make you happy. I promise I won't tell anyone. And I don't think the company allows us to have, like, love affairs or anything, especially since we're technically still considered property. Well, what do you want to do now? I don't know that much about sex, but I'd be happy if it were you. I guess I am going a little fast, huh? Oh, and right, your arm. Sorry, I forgot. How about we focus on you for a little while, and when your arm heals up, we can try all the way? Have you ever done this before? Me neither. That door is locked, right? I'll just sit back, and I'll sit on the ground between your legs. I want to show you how much you mean to me. Oh gosh, I've actually never seen one before. I like yours though. I'll just kiss it at first. I don't think I'll be very good at it, but I promise I'll try to make things good for you, after all. I owe you so much. You've kept me safe all these years. What is this? Oh, pre-cum. Huh. No. I don't mind the taste. It's kind of nice, actually. Is it real good when I suck on that head? I'll do more of that then. Thank you for letting me do this for you. I know you don't normally care about girls or anything, but I'm glad that you let me anyway. Should I use more of my hands? Just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it. Deeper? You mean like deeper into my throat? Yeah, I can try. Oh. Sorry, I'll be more careful. I wasn't thinking about my teeth. I'm sorry. No, don't worry about me. I like it. Oh. You like it, right? Good. I'm gonna keep going then. Know when you're about to, yeah. Should I swallow it? I mean, you know, when you finish? Yeah, I do want to. Yeah, I promise. The taste isn't so bad. A little different than what I was expecting. I mean, did you like it? Thank you for letting me do this for you. Maybe when your arm isn't banged up, we can go all the way? If you want to, that is. Can I get in bed with you? I know you're probably tired, but I'd like to lay with you for a little while. Yeah, go ahead and sleep if you need to. I want to feel your arms around me. Is this okay? I'm not hurting you, am I? I'm probably going to drift off a little too. I've been worrying about this all day. Is it alright if I kiss you? Thank you so much for everything. Not just for giving me this chance, but for all. Giving me a chance at life. I couldn't survive all the way out here without you. You're kind of like my knight in shining armor, huh? I'll shut up now. Good night.